Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Soap Dish Salem Style. I am your host, Tony Ann, and with me, I've got Michael this week. Say hey, Michael.
Also known as Hogan Roy. Hello, everyone.
I see you're on your Succession binge.
Yes. It was a slow first season for me, but after I got to the end, I was very amused.
I told you you'd get there.
Yes.
But that's a conversation for a different podcast. Are
we really about to get into this now?
Nope. We are here to discuss all things Days this week. So let's jump in with some news. We don't have much, but we have a couple little tidbits. Y'all better be
thanking God I'm the only one here.
It is a holiday weekend after all.
Yeah, you better be thanking God because everyone else isn't saying any much nice things. Surprisingly, I have the most great things to say about the show right now.
Very true. And usually you're the hardest on it. So this is a good thing. We shall enjoy it while we have it.
Is it? Or is Doug coming back? Time will tell.
Well, let us discuss a little bit of our news. We've got Lindsay Gottfried officially returns as Sarah next week. And Sarah is quite pregnant. Are we excited for Sarah's return?
I was excited until I saw that terrible ass baby bump.
God,
it was not amusing.
Days really needs to like figure out how to.
Where's the Peacock money going? Where is it going? Do better, like.
You can tell their wardrobe department is run by men.
I could have did a better baby bump with a fucking plastic ball and body tape.
Because it happened when Sarah was pregnant the first time too, which granted we didn't see a lot of it thanks to the time jump, but like y'all remember that Christmas flashback we had and she looked like she was about to pop and she was only supposed to be 3 months pregnant.
Yeah, well, I gave grace because you know Sarah and Lindsay is kind of petite, so I'm like, okay, maybe, you know, it's her first it's not even that's bother me. Why is the stomach sitting all the way down to the middle of her thighs?
Yeah, hopefully it was just bad editing in the promo and it doesn't actually look that bad in the episodes next week.
It looked like they hit tab on her baby bump and it went over an indent. It didn't look well, but at least it didn't look like she had a minivan in her stomach like they did Sasha on GH.
Well, Sophia is actually pregnant.
Yeah, but remember when she came back and was still pregnant?
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I was confused for a second.
That was bad, too.
Yeah. Well, here's some potential good news.
Okay, hold on. One more thing on that. If y'all can't do it correctly, go back to the times where none of the women look pregnant until right about until they're about to get labor. If that's what we're going to do.
Literally Marlena in the 90s.
Hell, she didn't look pregnant when she was giving birth.
On God, that baby bump did not pop out until right before she went to the cabin to give birth.
What's the next segment, the good news that you have for me?
Yes. Jessica Safferty, who plays Sloane, is now officially on contract.
Hey, Miss Sloane. She got it. That's my girl. I'm a Sloane Ranger, everyone. I love Sloane.
I'm actually low-key shocked by this. I would figuring because she's sleeping in Eric's bed, you would want her to move.
I do, but again, if you can give me top tier grade A American bitch, you can get a fan out of me. I'm just saying. I'm cautiously suspicious of what they're going to do with her, though. Like, I can see her faking her pregnancy. I can see all the things that you suggested. But where will we go after that?
I don't know. The fact that she's on contract, though, is good. I honestly, based on how she's been airing, thought she's been on contract this entire time.
But the fact that I care enough to ask where her story is going says a lot about the character.
And the actress.
Yeah.
Because if she wasn't a good actress,
I wouldn't care.
I just hate that one of her first stories is this whole...
I'm going to be honest. I'm striking this story from everyone's record.
Well, unfortunately...
Except for Colin, everyone's record is stricken from this. Paulina Schnell, all of them. We're going to completely act like this story didn't happen because it was ass cheeks.
Well, we're going to discuss exactly how bad it was right now as we head into our headlines. First one, I wanted to get it out the way because it's just been very ungood lately. Talia saves Chanel from Colin and they both go off the roof. They survive but are arrested for what they did.
Okay. Now, although I hate this story and I just caught the ass cheeks, and I know y'all have criticized and panned it as bad on the interwebs, but I enjoyed the hysteria. It was okay, my type of hysteria. Me too.
I know Aria didn't, and we were planning on having a whole big debate on this particular topic.
I'm against you for getting sick, Aria. I was supposed to light you up. We were supposed to have a good little feud today for the dishes. I love you, Aria, but you know, you missed out. You missed out on the reunion.
Well, I have a feeling this story will come up on the dishy, so we'll save it for that.
It's going to get my worst. I'm spoiling that now for you guys. It's getting my worst storyline of 2023. But these things, some say it's bad to me, personally, to me.
It's realistic, right?
Not only that, it's camp as fuck.
That part too, because like, I'm sorry, like literally everything is exploding around them. You've got a crazy man, you've got a gun, like you're not supposed to be...
Now the police officer who's supposed to be shooting him is ducking and dodging her sister trying to get an aim on him. It was chaotic, which in that situation, would it not be chaotic?
It would absolutely be chaotic. It would be chaotic to the point that you don't understand anything that's going on. Because one of the most annoying...
You're lucky somebody wasn't crying hysterically and all you hear is...
That was Chanel. Like, she was literally crying to the point that I thought she was going to end up dry heaving.
Yeah. It was mass hysteria and I enjoyed that. And again, it was camp. And not that shitty the devils and Marlene and Doug type of camp. It's that soapy mass hysteria for no apparent reason but for a reason type camp that I tune in to watch. It was especially a big portion of my favorite era of days, and that's the 90s. So it kind of threw me back to there in a sense of, this is so fucking ridiculous that people are just eating scenery in a bad way, but it worked because of the occasion.
Yeah. And I even liked that we got the added touch of Eric and Sloan being there in the square.
Look.
Days is poor, so you're going to have to accept the fact that you did not get to see Colin and Jada and Talia falling from the sky onto the ground. The sound effect and seeing their reactions was enough for me.
I think I hyped myself up because I saw them in the square and my brain went, oh my God, aren't they falling while they're in the square? And then I was like, okay, let me stop what I'm doing. I hit the group message. Is Sloan and Eric about to see them hit the ground? Yes. So I'm thinking I'm going to see them go splat like 90s Nick. And I didn't. And then the letdown continued when nobody was really injured.
Yeah, that awning apparently saved everybody's life.
Oh, please. No broken nothing.
I do think Talia had some broken ribs.
Some bones, some bruises, something. Whatever.
They had bruises.
No, I'm saying seeing the bones. You know, I would not have minded seeing Colin's clavicle poking out through his, you know.
You have to remember Daisy is poor.
Then stop doing shit y'all can't afford. Because now people are going to think they can fall off the roof and just...
Okay, anybody who thinks that is a fucking moron who shouldn't be watching this show anyway.
The children. It's not logical. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
Listen, I wanted Colin to die. I'm not even going to pretend that I didn't.
I honestly thought, this is how I thought it was going to go. I thought that Colin, in the last ditch effort of showing that he actually did love Talia, would grab onto Talia and land on the ground first, protecting her and making him go splat and killing him instantly. But no.
I also thought for a hot second that we might be getting a paralysis story with Talia, because there was a moment when Kayla was examining her that it almost looked like she couldn't feel when Kayla was testing her reflexes.
I would have accepted that.
And then it didn't happen. Because there was a moment when she's like, tell me when you feel this, and she wasn't saying anything. And I was like, oh, fuck, is she paralyzed?
Okay, so I have a question on this one. Did Jada think she wasn't going to arrest Talia? Or she didn't have to?
No, I think she was just trying
to... She was prioritizing the evils.
One, she was prioritizing the evils. Two, she wanted to make sure her sister was okay before she even dealt with that, because she didn't know if Talia was going to live or die.
I guess Talia thought she wasn't going to get arrested because she looked so shocked.
Yeah, and then Jada was... her rights. And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, we know that Talia is still filming, so we know that obviously Talia is going to get out of this, and I don't know how, except are they going to go down the... Maybe she gets a deal. I mean, it's possible, but are they going to go down the abused, like, battered, not necessarily battered woman syndrome, but like, are they going to try to say it was some kind of like abusive Stockholm syndrome type thing that had her doing all of Colin's bidding?
I don't know. Stop writing characters that you want to have longevity on screen. Do these terrible ass crimes that there's no other solution but prison. Because if you don't do that, then you make everything look stupid. The law system in Salem already looks dumb and inept. And actually, it does Jade not have any
smartest,
justice at all.
Jade is the smartest cop the Salem PD has had in literal years.
Yeah. Well, I would say Lonnie and Eli were smart. They will lose Candace.
But it's been a minute, because she actually did solve this case almost immediately after getting it.
Fair, true. That is true. She is the only competent cop in that town that I trust. But I'm just saying, in general, all these people have done these terrible things, and literally none of them have served the Senate. The only person I can ever recall serving their sentences is Lucas,
Lonnie, and
Nick Fallon,
Gabby.
Barely. She was supposed to be longer, remember?
She was in prison for a year, but I think she
got let out because... four. Well, no, it was three. And she got paroled.
But that happens.
But I'm saying nobody ever serves their full sentence.
Well, that's not what you said. You said nobody ever serves time for their crime. They do, just not the full sentence.
Okay. I'll take the full sentence out. Some people just don't get their sentence. Oh, and Eve. Free Eve.
They may actually be doing that, but it's just not necessarily the Eve you want to see.
Free Eve. We're not going to talk about that today. That hinders my spirit, and we're going to have a good episode today.
All right. Well, are you ready to move into our next headline, or is there anything else you want to add about this particular one?
I'm so glad this story is over.
Yeah, I'm ready to head into the aftermath phase. And please,
I was already not caring about the story, but it took a nasty, wicked turn when Colin started pimping Talia out. I couldn't.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and I need for Sloan to not get in Paulina's face every 5 seconds anymore. Like, at this point, let it go? Can we please just have the come to Jesus moment that your father was not the paragon of virtue you painted him out to be?
Not only that, I love that reveal that Mrs. Bedford tried to kill Chanel. Chanel been holding on to that. I didn't know that information. I know they got into it, but I didn't know she tried to kill Chanel that night. So I care a sliver now. A sliver. Now, if you cast Kris Jenner or Cher as Mrs. Bedford, yes, I've added Cher to the list. I would care some more.
Your fantasy, fantastical castings never cease to amaze me.
This is why I couldn't head write that show. Y'all couldn't afford the things I want.
I'm not sure any show could.
Maybe if I went to Stars.
I honestly don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and see one day, won't we?
Next. Okay.
All right. So our next headline is Dimitri has Andrew kidnapped to leverage freedom for himself, Kristen, and Megan. He does, and now they are free to cause chaos. Megan and Kristen move into the mansion with EJ and Stefan courting her vote at Demera.
Okay.
Okay, let's get into the intricate
day. Okay. The cast of days is bloated as hell. They got, and I'm, this isn't a slam or anything, but it kind of is. They have more people than all my children and One Life to Live had combined on their cast. Because my God, and you know what? 1/4 of the cast is Damaris.
I realized this week that Ron is trying to turn the Damaris into the Buchanans.
He's found his core family that he wants to write for, and he's ridden all of them back into the fold, except for Theo. But, you know, we're going to not talk about that without Dylan here. It's a lot, honestly. It really is a lot.
In a good way, a lot in a I think I need less way.
I'm going to hold off on answering that. I think I'm, you know how I get overwhelmed, Tony.
Yeah.
I'm overwhelmed with it all. It's a lot of them. And that party, you know, when they had
the dinner party?
Yes. And first off, Chad and Dimitri and his children weren't there yet.
I love Chad versus Dimitri versus Chad. Because the way Dimitri kept calling Chad Uncle Chad was giving me Chadwick vibes.
Now, yeah, I know I don't like Chad, but Chad should have been like, okay, I'm not your fucking uncle, bro. That's weird. Stop. You a grown man. You older than me. But back to what I was saying, it's just if they can play them sparingly, in a sense, honestly, truly, we can go ahead and count Tony and Anna out because I don't know why they don't use them, but they don't use them much. But if you can use this family sparingly, maybe it can be a good thing. But I fear with all these Damaris on the canvas is you're about to eat the show up with Damaris.
I will say Megan and Kristen's involvement in Demera Enterprises has made me
It got me tuning in. I will say that it has me tuning in.
Because I have not cared about the testosterone contest between EJ and Stefan this entire time. But
Megan walking into the Mara mansion.
Doing the evil Stefano laugh. Oh my God. All I needed was the Phoenix cube behind her and I would have been in heaven.
It's like the clouds just opened up. And as she walked in with her magnificent bob.
And that killer blue dress.
Yeah. The whole set lit up. Yeah. And everything felt as if we're going to be okay in the Maryland, in a sense. Because
then you had Kristen in that leather bodysuit.
They got out of prison and hit the stores, they hit the salon. Cause Kristen in that damn bang,
she got herself some bitchy bangs.
Yeah. Well, honestly, she had the bangs before she went to prison, and the bangs is what finally made me buy. Stacey Hyduke. As Kristen. And do you know how long that took me? Because I kept saying that's Patty. But I can finally buy her as Kristen now. I'm cautiously optimistic on the future of the Damaras. Because we even still have Johnny. They keep alluding to Sydney even though they act like she Beetlejuice. But I can see it, but I'm scared.
And then we've got Dimitri too, and Chad, and there's a lot here that I'm really, really excited about. But I kind of want to, before we continue with the Damaris side of it, I want to pivot over to the Andrew kidnapping, because Andrew Donovan is every bit his parents' child, and I love it so much.
Okay, this was a lesser part of this week, and let me tell you why. It wasn't in a bad way. There was a lot of exposition. And sometimes you need that to build the story up. I'm ready to get to the spy. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. We slapping people and punching folks to get up out of here and rescue Andrew portion of the story. That's what I'm trying to get to.
But Andrew's already been rescued.
Has he?
Yeah.
I forget.
The episode ended with Andrew showing up at Paul's apartment.
Oh, okay, so I remember that part. You awakened the memory. So clearly I wasn't that invested, huh? I wonder why. Because Andrew is a standalone character and they don't treat him as if he's a Brady as of yet.
That is going to be changing according to an interview that Colton did this week, which I have to watch in full to get the full context.
Okay, so I'm not pulling that out of my ass. Okay, I thought it was just a weird theory that I was having as to why it didn't connect. But yeah, that's the reason why. Because let's be honest, there's no Kim. And sadly, we're not going to be getting Kim, I guess.
And there's no Shane.
But
we may be getting Teresa or Eve down the line. And I'm really excited to potentially see Andrew with either one of his siblings.
Not only that, this is the weird thing about introducing Brady's now for me personally. It's because he hasn't gotten the Caroline kiss of approval. Like, we need some.
He had that when he was born.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but unfortunately, we can't get that now.
You didn't let me get to the point I was about to make. We need some more Brady's. And we need to see them co-mingling as family again. Because now you have Brady's on screen, but there's a disconnect. We need to see more Brady family Christmases. We really need to just bring the Brady's back onto the canvas in a better way. Because while I may feel like there's a lack of Brady's, there's a lot of Brady's on screen.
They're just not being played as such.
Yeah, it's a familial disconnect. They play it every now and then, but where's the togetherness of everyone getting together at the pub? I know y'all don't have the money, but could you at least do something? Because there's no reason we're bringing Andrew and possibly Teresa back into the fold. And there's no feeling of Brady.
I will say, I did love Andrew kicking ass with his kidnapper. Like, that was very much...
It did happen this week.
Yeah, it did.
Hmm.
It was in the promo on Friday, which is probably last Friday, which is probably why you thought it happened last week. But it actually aired this week. And I just like love the fact that he is very much his father's child. But he's got his mother's heart too. I love that.
Yeah.
Also too, like,
wait a minute. Didn't they just kill Victor off?
They haven't done it yet, but they're on GH? Yeah, they did.
Okay. We can bring him back. Throw him a little change. Throw him some money. We can have Shane back. Have them try to build an ISA branch in Salem. And that way we can have Andrew on full time. Have Paul fly in every now and again. Have Shane there. I wouldn't mind recast Kim. Julia Barr. Knock on her door.
Who's also unfortunately retired, much like Patsy Peace.
We don't know that. We don't know that. Maybe she hasn't been offered enough moolah.
She's Julia freaking Barr. If she wanted to work, she would be working.
But maybe the money wasn't good enough for her to be like, let me step and put on my shoes today.
She was willing to work with Prospect Park's All My Children. They weren't exactly paying a lot of money.
That was 10, 12 years ago, Tony. Look, I'm trying here, okay? That's the only person I can see as Kimberly Brady, and that is Julia Barr. Maybe she will hear my call as a Brooke English stan to step into the role and, you know, bring on Cassie DePaiva as Eve and somebody else as Teresa and
those last two are not happening.
What last two?
If Eve is coming back, I do not think it's Cassie. And if Teresa's coming back, it's definitely...
I don't want her back there. After all that shit talking she did about doing days.
And if Teresa's coming back, it is Jen Lilly.
How unfortunate. Anyways, Cassie DePaiva as Eve. And I guess we can deal with Jen Lilly. But, yeah, I would like to see that.
Get the
new viewers into Kim and Shane again.
One other thing I loved about the Paul and like the Andrew thing too is that they used Paul as leverage to get Andrew to lure Andrew into the trap. I just love shit like that. Like when you use the person that they love as bait to get them where you need them to go. That is such a classic Days thing that
y'all might not want to hear this because I don't like saying it, but it might be time to recast Paul because don't stone me.
No, because Christopher Sean is booked and busy all the time. I get it. It's been talked about.
Well, not only that, but it's like if you're trying to build Andrew and Paul up as a couple to me and having Paul be leveraged for Andrew to get kidnapped, I have to see the romance. I mean, we haven't seen anything of their relationship since they slept together months ago. So it's like, yeah, they're committing to each other, but I haven't seen it. You're telling me, but I haven't seen it.
Fair.
So it's like, to see that, we're going to have a Paul who can be here full time. And I really hate that because I like him as Paul, but he's booked and busy. He's making coin. And I don't see him stopping a Star Wars bad for Days of Our Lives.
No, me either.
I, that's a stupid move. I'm sorry, but it's stupid.
Are you ready to move into our last headline?
Wow, the last one already?
I know.
These 101s be flying fast. My goodness.
I know. It helps that they've been, like, the weeks have been very focused on, like,
three stories at a time.
It's helping, honestly.
Yes. I like this. Not only that, it helps I don't have to stop and cuss Nick out every 30 minutes.
All right. Well, let's see. For our last headline, as Sloan and Eric recommit to each other, Nicole is ready to take the paternity test. Kayla tells her they need a sample from at least one potential father, and Sloan offers to help her get Eric's sample.
This pains me to say, but Eric a bitch. Because how can I put this? The way Eric is set up, you must always tell the truth to me. You must always follow the law. You can't do this, you can't do that, or we're going to have issues. Sloan was an accessory to a bunch of shit. And no, she didn't plan the whole thing, but she knew who did it and didn't say anything. And she kept her mouth closed to keep Colin out of town. That made her an accessory. And nothing. No talk, no repercussions for Sloan, no nothing. Just, they're back to screwing. And it's weird. It's weird because you don't do that with everyone else.
Considering who she's hurt. And
not just Nicole. Not just Nicole. Let's bring back Serena. Let's bring back Sarah. He berates people. He berates people.
Oh my God, the way he berated Sarah for getting with Xander when they weren't even dating.
He berates people when he feels like they have moved below his moral standard. But he didn't do it this time. And one may say that's growth, but no, bitch. Do it.
This is the one time it would be warranted because you're literally fucking with people who he has known since he was a child.
I don't ever want to hear him utter Abe as like an uncle to me ever again. And if he does, Nicole better smack the taste out of his mouth. Because how dare you? And honestly, truly, I really wish this whole pregnancy test thing didn't come up because I know Nicole was going to light Sloan up. And she was getting ready to until Kayla came up and talked to them.
Yeah, and it just... And the weird thing is, like, Greg and Jessica have chemistry together, so Eric and Sloan are not...
They would have worked in a different time and place, but now it's getting to the point that Ron is cooking up bullshit to keep Nicole and Eric apart just to say this is angst for them. When they can just be together and have familiar angst.
Unfortunately, this is not only on Ron. Greg wanted Eric to be messy. He didn't expect him to get this messy. But Greg literally said, make me a leading man, make me a mess, and Ron obliged.
Okay, well, we're above that now. But I think he's been a mess enough. Let's move on.
But I... like,
because you can be a leading man and be a family man. I'm not understanding the correlation.
Well, in his experience on this show, Eric being the good guy meant Eric got no story. So I can understand Greg wanting that because in his experience on this show, being the good guy meant he was literally sidelined in every story, including stories that should have been about him.
Can't we meet in the middle? They could be together, they can be married and have issues and still be solid. Like, you know what I mean?
No, I totally get you. Like, they were in that place in 2020 and then he left.
He already has a drinking problem, but have them get together and make Eric be stressed about this baby surviving. And he starts to drink more and more. And Nicole feels uncomfortable with it. It could have been an amazing story. Have him go through the process of adopting Holly, but they have to go toe to toe with Maggie about it. There's so many things that could have been written. You know what I mean? To make
I get you. But do you think that Sloan is going to fuck with the sample?
Most definitely. That's what she was trying to get at. And that's why I respect Sloan, but fuck her. You know what I mean?
Because I feel like all Eric has to do is say Nicole's name in his sleep and she's going to swap her own
cheek. She's done. Exactly. And he's already been fantasizing about her, which he hasn't really been honest about that. All this, oh, I'm committing to you, Sloan. We're going to do this, then the third. And then
it's giving who I want isn't available. So you're the next best thing to warm my bed.
But here's the thing with that. I can't even buy that because all they have to do is sit down and talk. Do you want to be with me? Well, yes, but okay, cool. I want to be with you. So what are we going to do? Are we going to talk and work this out? Or are we going to go our separate ways and not go back to each? You know what I mean?
And honestly, at this point, it's kind of up to Eric to make the move there because of how Nicole they ended.
Not only that, Nicole got her foot out the door with EJ. She claims she's had... No, okay. Now that scene where he proposed. Okay. That was a terrible proposal. But when he left and Nicole was talking to herself, okay. I've been saying a lot on this podcast people could use against me and I don't like it. But I felt a twinge of feeling for E-Joel in that moment when she said, he loves me. Shit like that gets me. I don't know why, but it does.
Because you're a Nicole fan first, and if she's happy, you're happy. Even if it's not necessarily what you want for her, if she likes it, you'll love it for her.
I guess. I don't like it, though. I don't, because...
Also, 2023 seems to be the year of your growing opinions.
And I don't like that. I have been changing my mind a lot. We'll do better next year, folks. But my thing with that is I would like to see them swap partners.
Want Nicole with Eric and Sloan and EJ?
Yes, I would like to see how that goes. But also, I would like to see Sloan with Lee.
Ooh.
They knocked on that door before. If you don't recall, you know, when Lee went to Sloan about being his attorney for the divorce. And yeah. They was about to have a roll in the hay, but Eric called Sloan. She was like, oh, well, I know what this dick is like, so I'm going to go with that one. And you know,
honestly, Jessica just has chemistry with everybody, because there was even a moment when she first started that I kind of wanted her with Ray, but it looked like they were going to set up.
Yeah, I thought they were going to set up a hate fuck. Yeah. But I personally, you know, I would like to see Sloan and Lee. Just to see where they're going. Because where are they going to go with Lee?
I don't know. He is definitely getting a new relationship. I just don't know who it is.
Because I would like to see more. Honestly, truly. Oh, we'll talk about those scenes later. We'll talk about it later. Okay.
Was the Gabby Lee divorce stuff this week or last week?
Was that... Look, I just started a new job, folks. Everything is running together. But
I think that was this week.
Okay, that was this week. Okay. See, Tony would have you thinking you see now, folks. And there's nothing wrong with me, I promise. And they probably think I'm an alcoholic after I came on the last two podcasts drunk.
Well, listen, nobody knew you were drunk except for me, and that was only because you decided to tell me you were going to get drunk out of spite.
Did you have to throw in the out of spite portion? Come on, Tony. Throw me under the bus. But anyways, where were we in the outline? Oh, yes, Eric and Nicole. Who do you think the father is, Tony?
Honestly, I don't know. Based on previous experience, I'm gonna guess EJ, only because EJ has literally been the only one who's been able to successfully get her pregnant.
See, the only reason I'm saying Eric is only because, as crazy, as much of an accident the biscuit sex was, much like when Doug coerced Ben into finally wanting to have a baby, that was a moment of significance of their two genitals combining. So if that wasn't meant to be Eric's baby, that wouldn't have happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, Ron did say they specifically did that so that they could do the who's the daddy question.
I know my words are kind of twisted today, folks. I'm actually very sober for this podcast, which is weird. But
maybe that's why you're so tongue-tied, because you're not used to it.
I'm not. I'm actually very nervous. But it's just, they wouldn't have done that if not for making Eric the father. Now, my big question for me, what's up in the air right now, is this baby going to live or not?
My other question is, because I didn't tell you about this, so I'm surprising you with this on the air, so I don't know how this is going to go. But there was...
this is going to be a shit show. A shit show and a fuck factory.
There was a dressing room selfie from Dan Forgel this week, and he was in wardrobe.
Oh, okay. See, this is what happens when you try to keep secrets, Tony, because I already saw it.
You saw the wedding ring pic?
Yes, I did, darling. Haven't you learned, even when y'all record and I be on my excursions, I know all.
Well, we never even discussed it in the group chat, so I didn't know what you saw.
I know all. I am very much Stefano. When it comes to these salt streets, I may not say nothing about it in the group message, but I seize it.
Okay, well, because I was debating telling you, only because I thought the fact that EJ and Nicole might actually get married might check you out of the story, and I didn't want to ruin it for you.
Well, see, here's the thing. It's not going to check me out, because it's all going according to my plan.
Oh, because you want EJ as their villain. Yes. So the deeper they get, the more villainous he becomes when it implodes.
Exactly. And he's not going to ever take his foot off of their necks after this.
And do you see him trying to... Let's say the baby is Eric's, but they get married. He would legally be that child's father.
Not if he doesn't sign the birth certificate. But... I mean, if he does, he's going to hold that baby hostage over their head for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that is all going according to my plan. Because if you recall, I think I even said it on this pod. Have we been doing this long? Jesus Christ.
We started in 2020. We're going to be three in...
Aren't we three? No, we'll be three at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Well, no. We started in 2021. Those
we started in 2021. Episodes. We started rehearsal recordings in December 2020.
We really need to drop those lost episodes, because those are fucking messes. But
you really need to send those audio files to Aria so she can edit them.
If I could find that old laptop, I think it's still upstairs. I might can send those over. But those lost episodes were fucking doozies, folks. But what was I saying? Oh, yes. This is all going according to my plan. Because if you recall, back in the early days of this pod, I said, if EJ is coming back, I would like to see him be Eric and Nicole's Stefano. And it took 2 years to come into fruition, but I got my things. So I'll take it any way I can get it.
Yes, you did. And I'm so
we'll
excited
see to... Thier- we'll probably see Thier in 2030, but hey.
I'm going to let you have that, even though it's not going to happen.
Yeah, the show might be canceled by the end there.
I think we're good. But I'm very curious to see where this Nicole Sloan baby thing is going to go, because I didn't expect the pregnancy bomb to drop as soon as it's dropping, because heads up, it's dropping next week.
And that's kind of a letdown for me. It's not like I wanted Nicole to lie about the paternity. My go-to would have been like, I don't owe either of y'all anything at this point.
Honestly, I'm okay with the secret coming out now for this reason and this reason only. The less stress she has
during
the pregnancy.
I'll give you that. So do you think they're going to rest Ari Zucker for a few months? Because I would prefer to see Nicole on bed rest for a bit.
Honestly, I think we're going to end up heading in a Marlena Roman John situation, in that Nicole is going to think someone is is the father of her child, but she's
Please
not going to know it's a lie.
That. Don't throw me back to one of my favorite day storylines of all time.
You said it yourself in the group chat. I'm just saying you're right. And by the way, this has also been talk on the timeline, so we all can't be wrong.
I'm throwing out a bunch of theories like spaghetti on the wall at this point, because I'm invested in the story. The only thing that I'm concerned about is if this baby is going to live.
That's my thing. Listen, we've discussed the problems around said child's conception to death, but we are here.
Yeah.
She is pregnant. I do not want Nicole to miscarry a third time, because that is just cruel. That is just mean. I don't want it.
I don't want to watch someone have a miscarriage or a stillborn child for a third time. I don't care if it was Nicole. I don't care if it was Gwen, honestly. That's just not something I want to watch.
It's torture porn.
Yeah, that's not something I want to consume. That... You would have to be a terrible, no matter how much you love or hate the character, you would have to be a terrible person to actually want to watch somebody miscarry or have a dead child a third time.
Yeah,
honestly, a second time. But my goodness, come on. I just can't see them killing this child. So, but then again, they did it the second time. So...
And she was like 2 weeks away from full term when they did it then. So I am literally
I think I vaguely remember them saying they were going to induce in the next week.
Well, because she was so far along that she had to go to the doctor to get clearance to fly, because they were going to Hawaii.
I vaguely remember them saying they wanted to induce the next week, because she was close to 9 months at that point.
And so it's just like, since we're here, we're here. Please let this baby live. I cannot do it.
Boy or girl, though.
I kind of want it to be a girl and name it after her mom.
See, I'm rooting for a boy. So
honestly, it could be a boy or a girl, and just name them Walker.
Yeah, I definitely said Walker should be the name. Anyways, we're planning too far ahead while also saying we're scared that the child's going to drop.
Listen, we're trying to manifest good things here.
But yes, I'm looking forward to seeing how this story goes. I'm also looking forward to see where they're going to pivot Sloan after this, because it's very obvious they're going to put Eric and Nicole back together.
Yeah. Because the Ari and Greg are just magic in scenes together. Like, and that's a magic that you can't deny.
We might get a baptism reveal again.
Or what if the baby's sick, like
Lulu? No.
Not even with aplastic anemia. I was going to say cancer again, like what happened with Mackenzie, but that wasn't.
That's going to throw us back to little Mickey. And I'm still mad about them naming that baby Mickey and killing it off.
Okay. I also don't think they will do this because they're at two separate stages in their pregnancy.
A baby but swap? I thought about that.
I don't think they're going to do it simply because both of them have been in that story before.
Oh, yeah. But here's the thing. I think that baby swap would have been more iconic than the last one. Because we kind of saw it and we're not hearing about it.
So I want unless, both.
Well, okay. I know we've been talking about this story for a while, but unless Sloane actually gets pregnant behind her, because remember they made a point to show us that Sloane needs to refill her birth control.
Yeah, I have a feeling that I have a feeling we're running back shades of the 2009 baby switch with Eric being EJ and impregnating two women, and that Sloane is going to be the Nicole in this situation, and she's going to get pregnant by Eric and then lose it and then lie.
Okay. If we do this, this means I might have to reverse a lot of the things I said to defend Nicole in the original baby swap. Do not use that against me. Do not. I have to go ahead and put the preamble out now. I am going to be switching a lot of my opinions. And guess what? That makes me human.
Much as you hate to admit it.
Yeah. But,
Do we have anything else to add on this particular story before we head into our another news segment?
No, I think we hit all 360 degrees we can on this story. I think this is the most exciting story like that we're looking forward to.
Yeah, but that's kind of why.
I will say this. I'm invested in a lot of the in other news stuff too.
Yeah.
It's shocking. It's actually kind of scary.
And there's only two of us, so we don't even just have to pick one. We can kind of just...
Let's just go down the list. Let's have fun with it. We haven't given them a long day's episode anyway.
A minute. All right, so in other news, we've got Kate and Marlena reunite. Marlena advises Brady about Kristen. Chloe and Xander continue to grow closer. Abe has brain surgery. Anna remains a national treasure, and Harris chooses to return to Salem. Also, I'm going to throw that Gabby and Lee officially signed their divorce papers in here, too.
Okay. Let's just go down the list. Okay, so Kate and Marlena reunite. Very, very, very good scenes. I love
when they remind us. They're so cute. Like, oh my God, Deidre was so cute.
I love when they remind us that Kate and Marlena are good Judas.
Even though there were reasons that friendship didn't need to continue, I am okay with this friendship now simply because of everything
they had the conversation. Not only that, before all of this, they had the conversation. Remember when Orpheus?
Oh, yeah, at the start of this whole thing.
Yeah, so I think we can move forward now. I also love the fact that there's no awkwardness between Kate, Roman, and Marlena because that was also a huge issue in their first marriage.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we've moved past that. I honestly, truly, I would like to see more Kate, Roman, John, and Marlena together as couples. You know what I mean? or as grandparents, it would be nice to see all of them together with their grandchildren. Because let's be honest, there's not really a family unit for Kate anymore.
And throw Abe and Paulina in that mix too.
Yeah, I would like to see that. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, family-wise, there's not really any family for Kate to have. Because, let's be clear, a lot of Kate's family is Marlena and John's family as well. And a lot of Roman's family is Marlena and John's family as well. So why not just combine those two family units? I would like to see them all having Christmas together, hanging out, talking shit about their grandchildren. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it'd be so much fun. But I also want to focus on Marlena advising Brady about Kristen, and we can throw Kristen showing up and wanting to see Rachel in here too.
Marlena should have beat the tie out that lady.
Marlena's just tired at this point.
I'm going to be real honest. I'm sick of Brady. I'm getting real sick of Brady. Because Brady should have just came in and just held Kristen while Marlena started beating her. Because at this point, there's nothing to talk about. He's being too nice at this point. He needs to let those feelings that he had for whatever strange version of Kristen that he remembers.
It's not even about that anymore. It's about Rachel and the fact that he can't show the hatred he feels for Kristen to Kristen, because then Rachel's going to pick up on it, and he's having a hard enough time with Rachel as it is.
Well, not only that, Rachel didn't start acting this way until Kristen started coming around.
And thank you, Brady, for finally fucking saying it. Like, at thank least somebody
you.
Did.
So at this point, you have sole custody. If you don't want her around, Kristen, guess what? You have every right to say so. And given what has gone on, nobody can fault you. Kristen can take that shit to hell and be mad about it. But guess what? You're the sole parent. Parent. It's just that simple. And honestly, truly, the elephant in the room that we're not discussing, Brady has severe mommy issues because he never knew Isabella and he doesn't want to do that for his child. But her knowing her mother is doing way worse than not knowing her at all.
But honestly, it's not even her knowing Kristen. It's her not knowing who Kristen really is and hiding. At this point, hiding the truth of who Kristen is from her is doing her more harm than good. Sit her down.
And I feel as if they feel like, well, we can't tell her because she's a child. Let me tell you something. Children are very smart.
At this point, you rephrase it
into a language that they can understand. But guess what?
You literally have her grandmother, a psychiatrist, sitting right there. All you have to do is sit her down and say your mama is a lying, skeezing bitch.
You don't have to say all that. But you can at least put, your mother is not well. She has never been well. She has committed terrible things. All you have to say is
mommy is sick and mommy hurts people. She's hurt a lot of people that daddy loves and that grandma and grandpa love. And we don't think it's a good idea for you two to be around each other until mommy gets better.
And you can honestly just say, we don't think she's a good influence on you right now. And then you can lay out her behavior for the past few months that she can't deny. And just leave it at that. It's ridiculous at this point. And then what pissed me off was Kristen going back and said, well, I'll go to the judge to revisit our custody agreement. There was no agreement, baby. You don't have any custody. You went to prison.
It's technically called the custody agreement even when he has sole custody. So if they want the agreement that she's looking to renegotiate is the fact that he has sole custody. It's still technically called the custody agreement.
Can she continue to do this, though?
Yeah, you can go to court.
Yep,
you can go to court and petition to have custody readdressed as many times as you want, unless the judge specifically says not to.
See, this makes me not want to have kids. Because, no. Now I see why these ladies on Snap be getting their husband killed over custody and shit. Because, my God, you... it's not a one stand decision.
Nope.
That's so fucked.
It's not unless a parent terminates their rights, they have the right to go back to court to fight the agreement.
Even when they're a bad influence.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm. I see it all the time. I've seen it all the time in people that I know, and I've seen it all the time on shows like Teen Mom and stuff. Like, sometimes the judge will specify that this is the order for the next 6 months to a year, and you can't revisit it until that time. But unless the judge specifies otherwise, all they have to do is file a new petition in court.
Mm-mm-mm.
You never knew that?
No. I mean, I get it. Because, you know, some people can be in a bad place one period of life, and then they work themselves up, and I think they deserve another chance. But in situations like this, where the mother has shown that she is not a good, well, mother or father has shown that they are not a good influence and will never change, why should it be revisited? But we're going into a whole nother kettle of fish. So let's move on.
All right. Chloe and Xander continue to grow closer. I really like their dynamic.
I don't like that I like this.
And I kind of love the messiness of Xander starting to move on just as Sarah comes back. And at least
poor Chloe.
I do kind of feel bad for Chloe in that sense, but like, It's going to be interesting because this is at least a Xander pairing I can tolerate.
Well, this is true. But this is another reason why Brady just need to go ahead and cut the cord with Kristen, because he can't even move on in his romantic life at this point.
Kristen isn't even in the problem with Brady and Chloe. It's Rachel.
No, I'm not going to put it all in that baby. I'm not. Because Kristen set her up for this. Because I remember Kristen, Rachel, and Brady were a happy family.
You mean Chloe, and Brady, and Rachel?
Yeah, not Kristen. Yeah. Chloe, Brady, and Rachel were a happy family, and they were talking about blending their families together with little Tate and Parker, who we ain't seen in a month of Sundays. But still, it's just, I need them to be done with the Brady-Kristen feud so we can move on as people. Because it makes no sense that Brady and Chloe were ruined over that. Just to keep this story going. But I am enjoying Xander and Chloe, though. But I can't fully enjoy it, mainly because I know the other shoe is going to drop. Because soon as Xander finds out Sarah's pregnant, he's going to work his way back to Sarah.
Listen, pregnant or not, all Sarah has to do is walk back into Salem and he's going to be a puppy dog.
I don't know. It's hard to invest in them, and I hate that because I like them.
The fact that you even want to invest in them,
it says something. Because I don't invest in much.
Beyond the ships that you grew up liking, no.
Exactly. Abe has brain surgery.
On one hand, it's about time because he's had like 4 head injuries in the last 2 years. So it's about time that
somebody checked up in there. Yeah.
That part, but it annoyed the crap out of me that the only person in that hospital was Rafe.
Well, okay. I'm tired of Abe getting his ass beat, even though it was comical when he did it. I laughed. I'm not going to hold you.
I don't know if we were supposed to.
I screamed. But I'm tired of this. Abe has an ailment every 2 years. Hell, didn't he get shot last year?
He did, for his anniversary.
Do better by Abe.
The end of 2021.
Oh, so it was a few months ago. That's not help. Well, no, a year and some change.
Yeah.
But Anna remains a national treasure.
I love her so much. The whole fake pregnancy thing with Tony, and Tony not buying it and threatening to get rid of her wine.
That would have did me in too, Anna. It would have did me in. And
then Anna's like, I can't tell you, I'm sworn to secrecy. And Tony's like, oh, so it's Nicole, clearly. Like, oh God, they're just so magic together, and I love them, and it's just,
I wish that we used them more.
Me too.
Story.
Hello, yeah. Can Anna resurrect Demara Designs, please?
I can see that only because Gabby is leaving. There's no need for Gabby Chic no more.
Like, she's so, oh, I love her so much. Like, Leanne is just like I said, she's a national treasure. And like, I love the conversations that she and Nicole have. Like, yes. given their history, it's kind of weird.
Well, I was a child then, so that's kind of fuzzy for me. So that doesn't play for my factor.
Yeah, because when EJ had Sydney kidnapped to teach Sammy a lesson, he gave Sydney to Anna, but Anna framed Nicole.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't see that. But.
You will eventually.
But I personally am liking that relationship, considering Nicole doesn't have a mother figure, you know.
Oh, I'm so mad they killed Faye.
Faye died years ago. I was a kid when that happened. But
fucking fake Rafe, man.
But I like their relationship, but I do wish that they would play Tony and Anna more, mainly because when they're on our screens, it's such a delight. But hell, Talbot playing Gillespie, traveling around the world in 80 days and having a ball at his age, so I can't even be mad. But still.
Okay, while we're here with Tony, did you, granted, it technically was not Tony because they have retconned it into being Andre. But do you look at this version of Kristen and Tony, and can you ever picture these two characters married? Because I cannot.
I made a joke about that when they were so happy to see each other. And I was like, well, of course they're happy to see each other. They seen each other's genitals. But once I figure in the Andre of it all, I let it go and was like, okay, I can see them as siblings.
But yeah, Tony and Anna definitely need to be used more because I love them. But we've also got Harris chooses to return to Salem.
Why?
Apparently to keep an eye, you must have missed this, to keep an eye on Megan.
Oh. Why?
To make sure that Megan doesn't go after Beau.
But well, she said she wasn't going to, so he's going to be wasting a trip.
But well, Hope is also moving him to an undisclosed location so that Megan can't find him.
Yeah, I remember that part. I remember bits and pieces of this week, which is weird. But hey, I watched it all. But my thing with that is, where exactly is he going now?
I don't know, but I'm very curious to find out. There are rumors circulating that Tamara Braun might be back, so I'm wondering if they're going to do Ava and Harris and play
on. Is she going to be an aide at the Shady Pines? Because they don't need to let her out.
They might be.
They just let anybody out the damn sanitarium. But I personally would like him to be used in my idea for bringing the Salem branch of the ISA.
Yeah, if we have him, well, we do have him here for the next year. So I'm okay with him working with the ISA. I'm okay with him working at Black Patch.
Yeah, I can see that as well.
Because it's very clear he's going to be Jason Light.
Can Black Patch be a front for the ISA?
I'd be okay with that. I'd be absolutely okay with that. And before we head into our segments, do you want to take a moment and talk about Gabby and Lee signing their divorce papers?
Oh, yes. Here's the thing. I truly believe Camila Banas liked that story. She liked that pairing. Because you can see neither one of those actors wanted to give up this story. Just based on the acting that goodbye had. So I wonder if them putting Gabby, and this is just a if and allegedly, I wonder if, you know, putting Gabby back with Stefan was kind of the thing that made Camila go, okay, I think my time at Days is done.
Nah, that did not factor her into her decision.
No, I'm saying, like, it might have been the straw that broke the camel's back. Now, she had other issues for a while and feelings of wanting to leave.
She's ready to start a family. That's kind of where she was at. She's like, I think she even might have moved out of LA. I'm not even sure.
Wow. She's done.
Yeah, I think she went back to Miami, where she's from, because I think she wants to focus on, like, starting her family, and she wants to be near her family if she's going to start a family.
Ah, makes sense. But also, you can't help but wonder, you know, maybe that could have contributed to it. Like, hey,
I mean, I don't necessarily blame really her because,
you know, my stories aren't going anywhere. They put me back into a pairing that really, you know, didn't have much, and they don't know where they're going to go with it going forward. They just took me out of a pairing that really had a lot of potential for my character. You know, that could have been an added bonus of, like, you know, added things to be like, hey, it might be time to go ahead and pack it up and start a family. That's just my theory, a if and allegedly moment.
The scenes themselves were so good. I said the scenes were so good.
We almost had it all with Gabby and Lee, but I'm looking forward to see where they're going to put Lee.
I'm very excited to see where they're going to put Lee.
He doesn't have many options, but hey, I wouldn't mind seeing him with Little Sweetness for reasons.
Who with Little Sweetness?
Lee.
Oh, I thought you meant Harris, and I was so confused.
No. Why would I put Peapod on top of Little Sweetness, Tony?
I got very confused.
Oh my god. Ew. What scene from the nursing home storyline? And there goes our podcast title.
He's from the nursing home.
That is sickening. Oh, go sit in the corner, Tony. Okay, where were we? I have no read this week, folks. Tony made me throw all of it up.
I'm surprised you're not going to read me.
The oofer. Just the thought of that turns my stomach.
Okay, well, since you don't have a read, are you praising or shading this week?
I'm going to praise this week as a whole. Although I remember bits and pieces of it, I was thoroughly entertained this week. I was thoroughly entertained, even though it was the dud storyline, those scenes and all that hysteria was really good for me. I give this week a solid B+.
And that's basically an A for everybody else.
Exactly. I give it a B+.
I am going to praise too, because there are a lot of things on the show happening right now that I'm really curious to see where they go. Like, I know some stuff that happens a little farther off into the future that we've kind of, you know, hinted at and discussed here today, that I'm kind of very curious to see how we get to that point.
Yeah, this discussion has made me even more excited to see where things are going. What have going, are going, whatever.
But I'm cautiously optimistic and very excited. I know overall everybody on Twitter is like in a very down mode for days right now, but I'm kind of loving it.
Honestly, when you throw all your expectations out the window, they've beaten the expectations out of the window for me now. It is just, once you let those go, it's actually a pretty I wouldn't say enjoyable, decent watch.
See, and I told you this 2 years ago and you argued me down.
No. What happened was the show kicked me in the stomach multiple times. And now I've learned my lesson. I just won't go over there with so much hope anymore. I'm going to expect to get a slap on my face now. Or spit on, or whatever. I don't expect good things. I expect the worst and hope for the best.
And that seems to be working out well for you.
Yeah. I'm not watching any other shows right now. GH is playing the games with me.
Yeah, they got your girl looking like a fool.
Got And me in association because I have to defend her. Ugh.
But before this becomes an episode of Port Charles style, do you have any final thoughts?
Sloan Rangers, we up, baby. I'd like to see where this character goes because Sloan has the potential to be daytime's newest bitch. And I love that.
I agree. I'm very excited to see where this all goes, and we will be here to recap it all. So we will see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye.